Kevin and Sonia on Kiss Radio.
Wake the fun up.
All right, parental guidance is, what's that disclaimer? I don't know.
It says rated R.
Yeah, well, it's not really rated R, this next part of this discussion, but it is, you know, if you got
not
sensitive
for
ears.
Children.
Yeah, if you got sensitive ears in the car with you, just hold tight for a few moments. There's an Indiana man who's now suing his parents. He's suing his parents. Have your parents ever gotten rid of anything of yours in the past?
All the time.
Okay. Probably, yeah.
Well, in this case, this guy in Indiana is suing his parents because they got rid of his vast pornography collection.
No.
Which he estimates is worth $29,000.
What?
Who has $29,000 worth of porn?
Who catalogs it?
Yeah.
Right?
Issue 16, volume 1.
Is that what it is? Is this like a collector's thing?
Well, how else would he know that it's... How much, sorry?
$29,000.
Like 30 grand.
How do you know that it's 30 grand worth of porn?
So the backstory is he's 40 years old. He lives with his parents. He moved back in 3 years ago after divorce.
Okay.
So
because of his porn collection.
That's why.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. So he moved out and he discovered that the 12 boxes of adult films and magazines were missing. His parents fully admit that they were the ones who got rid of it.
Yeah.
They said, you know what? We did you a favor by getting rid of all this stuff.
How embarrassing to go through that and see that your kids... Election.
Well, I'm sure they were mortified. And now this man is suing his parents for triple the financial damages of roughly $87,000.
No.
Mom, Dad, you throw out my porn, I'm going to sue you. That's what he's saying.
Okay, but is he even, like, he's the one that moved back in with his parents after his divorce. He should be saying, thank you, Mom and Dad, for letting me live with you while my life is slowly trying to get back together. And...
I mean,
put together the pieces.
There's some issues here at hand.
And
right?
Like, I mean, honestly, like $30,000, was that because that's what the value, I'm curious if that was the value because that's how much he spent on it? Because I'm assuming that once it's used, it doesn't have the same value.
And this was both like videos and like literature, right?
Literature. Yes. Adult literature.
Like magazines.
What do you think? It's Shakespeare?
Like,
so when you hear $29,000 worth of adult content that this man had, that his parents threw out, that he's now suing them for, maybe you think, okay, maybe some of this could be collectible stuff. I don't know. Maybe there's a market for it. Like you said, maybe some of this is maybe autographed. I don't know.
Like retro?
Some of the titles in this article include Frisky Business.
Oh, wow.
And Big Bad Grannies.
Okay, now that's just not okay.
Yeah. Whoa, everything else is okay up until the point we found out what the title
I was with you until you got to that last title.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Also, why would do you have $30,000 in porn? Couldn't you just watch it for free on the internet?
I mean, you know the answer to that. Don't ask.
You can watch it for free. Yes.
Don't play so innocent, Jordan.
I have heard. I don't know. I have a friend of mine who tells me that you can get porn for free. I don't know myself. I don't know.